Mark Levin, who's the director for the Center for Effective Justice at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Seems like Texas does very well when it comes to business, bringing new business into the state as well as keeping business. And now it looks like Texas is making some great reforms when it comes to corrections. Before we talk about that, tell us about the Center for Effective Justice and what you do there.
Sure. Well, the Texas Public Policy Foundation is a free market think tank, and Center for Effective Justice is the part of our think tank that deals with criminal justice. And so we try to find solutions to reduce crime, to ensure victims receive restitution and have a say in the criminal justice system, and also that we control costs to taxpayers.
There is a new report that you believe validates Texas model for corrections reform and right on crime principles. Tell us about this report.
Sure. Well, it's basically a report of data that's the FBI index crime rate, which looks at both property crimes and violent crimes. And what we saw in 2011, crime did decline nationally, which is great. It's actually the 18th year in a row that crime has gone down across the country. But what was really notable was in Texas, we saw a decline, for example, in property crimes of 8.3%, whereas nationally, the decline in property crime was 0.8%. So it basically went down 10 times faster in Texas than across the country. So if you look at what Texas has done, we actually closed a prison in 2011. Our incarceration rate, we lock up a lot of people, and many of them do need to be there. But in 2011, we closed a prison. We reduced our incarceration rate, but we continued to strengthen some of the alternatives we put in place over the last few years, things like drug courts, programs to treat the mentally ill, programs to make sure that people on probation work and follow the rules on probation. And if they get out of line, we have sanctions for them. And so we've been able to, for the nonviolent offenders, those who can be reformed, we've been able to really turn the corner also with programs inside of our prisons that make sure that when they get out again, they've gone through a treatment program or they have a vocation that they've been able to learn in prison and so forth. So Texas has really been at the forefront of the last several years in making these what I would call tough and smart reforms.
Who or what was at the forefront of these reforms?
Well, you know, it's really been a bipartisan coalition legislature, and we've been, you know, we've drafted legislation and been involved with that. And our governor, Rick Perry, back in 2007 in his State of the State speech said we need to focus more on reforming nonviolent offenders so we don't have to keep building prisons. And that was, frankly, Texas governor hadn't said something like that in a long time. So that meant a great deal. And there was a report. Most states have do projections on what their future prison population will be, assuming that current trends continue, both in terms of policy and demographics and so forth. So we had that projection in January of 2007 stated that we would need to build 17,000 prison beds, which we already had 155,000. We would need to add another 17,000, which would cost about $2 billion to build and operate over 5 years. And so what that report did was the Speaker of our Texas House, very conservative Republican named Tom Craddock at the time, he basically told the chairman of corrections, Jerry Madden, why don't you see if there's something else we could do? And Jerry brought us in, and basically Jerry's an engineer, and the bottom line was we're not going to release a whole bunch of people early from prison, so you start looking at the plumbing of the system, and you say, we've got to slow the rate of people coming in. And then you look a little bit further, and you say, well, if we could put something in place like a drug court where judges and prosecutors would feel like we're going to make sure this person gets off drugs, they're going to be drug tested, there's going to be some real teeth there that they have confidence in, they would use that. And if we also looked at the issue of we saw that, you'll see in most states across the country, half the people coming into prison are people who failed probation and parole. And half of those failures are people who didn't commit a new crime but missed meetings, so-called technical violations. So then you say, well, gosh, if we could do a better job supervising these people with lower caseloads and swift and certain sanctions, so you don't just wait for those missed appointments and other violations to pile up. It's just like disciplining a child. You have those swift and sure sanctions for those things instead of letting things pile up, then you can actually nip that in the bud. And so that's exactly what we did.
What's been the cost of this?
Well, it did cost something. We, back in 2007, we put together this package of these alternatives, strengthening probation, expanding drug courts, so forth, and it would cost about $240 million. But it was a lot, obviously a fraction of what it would cost to build all those prisons. And so, of course, 2007 was interesting timing because we had a budget surplus in Texas at that time of what was estimated to be $5 or $6 billion. So, and by the way, Texas still has a AAA credit rating, even through the downturn that followed. But in 2007, of course, we were rolling in money, so we could have built all those prisons. That was the interesting thing about it. But it was really a choice that was made.
All right, Mark, before I let you go, and I've got about 30 seconds left, do you think this model can work in other states, maybe here in Michigan?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you know, Michigan has closed something like 21 correctional facilities over the last few years. And to Michigan's credit, it has put some of that money into strengthening the alternatives to incarceration there. So Michigan's done some good things. And Georgia did a major package this year. Conservative Governor Nathan Deal spearheaded. So if folks go to rightoncrime.com, they can kind of see where all the different states are following this example. Many are.
Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.